Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. Moose, Breezy, and we're just... on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Breeze, where's our friends at this morning?
Oh my God, they're pouring in both doors.
Let them in.
Oh, Carol's here. She says, I have a day off from school. Love to see that. Is it a snow day? If there's no snow on the ground? Or is it just a freeze day?
It's just a day off.
It's a freeze day. Just a freeze day. Yeah, all those students and teachers who... had plans to get up and go to school today. It's not going to happen for you. No. Unfortunately, I know you were all chomping at the bit to get on the bus. Amy from Sodus is here. She says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are great. Tomorrow I have my heart procedure. I can't wait to get back to the gym and chasing my grandsons. I have a few weeks left and I'll be listening to you guys.
Hope it goes well.
While I'm off. So she'll be laid up listening to us. Love to see it. Hope everything goes well, like Moose said. Yeah. This person, Nico and Steve are here.
What's up?
Good morning from Nico and Steve. Vibes are up today. Gonna stop at Salvatore's on the way home from work and use that gift card we got from us, which was amazing. Thank you so much for that. Have a great day. We love you guys.
Pizza Wednesday. I thought they were big Pizza Thursday guys.
Oh, maybe they're just doing it a day early.
Do those gift cards expire?
I know, right?
They had until today.
Gotta use it up.
They had until today to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Glad the vibes are up, you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Unreal. Yeah, what about you? Vibes?
I mean, they're pretty good.
Did you sleep last night or were you up all night at the window?
No, I made it a point to sleep hard last night.
Good.
You gotta pop a little something.
Gotta.
Then, you know, sleep
so
like a...
important.
Slept like a corpse. But that's why, you know, I needed it. I so needed it.
Right.
I was in bed at 8:45, and I remember my head hit the pillow, and then all of a sudden the alarm was up going off at like 3:55, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a day. You could feel how cold it was just through the wall.
Freezing.
You know, and it makes it so much harder to want to get up. This is the type of weather... This is really telling with how many people stick to their New Year's resolutions. Because when you're trying to get after it in the gym and keep to your regimen,
right.
This weather right here is what keeps people from doing it. You do not want to work out in this weather.
You do not.
You do not feel motivated at all.
You
and
do not.
I give a lot of props to the people I saw out my window yesterday just running, outside running.
Yeah, I couldn't be me.
No.
Couldn't be me.
But the vibes are up. My very close buddy, Chuck, is coming in from Allentown, Pennsylvania this weekend. So we're going to be hanging.
Pause.
Yeah.
Any update on your long-lost high school friend? Have you hung out yet?
Well, we're supposed to be making plans for this weekend. Haven't done that yet. And my other buddy's coming into town. So I'll squeeze it in.
Right.
reunited and it feels so good.
What was this guy's name?
Who?
Your Nars? Oh, no, that's what he said to you. Rars.
Yeah, Rars. It's cool.
It.
Like, I, for those of you don't know, I had a very close high school buddy lost touch with after high school.
Yeah.
And then he reached out last week on Instagram. I was looking for the dude. Couldn't find him. I thought he died.
Couldn't find
and
him.
And he just texted me last week, and now I'm really looking forward to reconnecting, you know?
You're going to crush it.
What's up with you?
So last night I finished, have you ever watched White Lotus?
Yes. I didn't finish it. I watched the first season.
So, thoughts?
I was confused.
I love it.
My
girlfriend's like, it's so good. I was like, well, I don't
the
get
the reason I stopped watching was because it didn't hold my interest for long enough.
It didn't it doesn't make any sense to me.
After season one, I'm like, I'm good. So yeah. I didn't go back to it. There's too much content out there, you guys.
Everyone's like, it's so good. It's so good. And I'm just like, am I wrong?
You know what's good? The Jerry Springer documentary.
Oh, I did
finish
that
yesterday. That's good.
So yeah, I don't know if I'm going to continue White Lotus. The new season's coming out in February. I think that's why she was like, let's watch it because she's already seen it. But I don't know. I don't think it was for me, and that's okay. And that is okay. But other than that, I mean, like, yeah, vibes are vibing. I don't know. I'm in my homebody era right now.
Yeah.
I'm just freezing. I mean, like, I do my wellness stuff. I go to the gym. I go to the sauna. And then I go home. Like, that's what I do.
That's kind of what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of people are doing. All these people showed up. I saw last night at Jiva Theater to go see a show. I'm like, well, that's good for you guys, but no thank you. Like, you walk outside.
No.
Your skin is freezing.
Right.
Like, I don't, that's not, this is not like, what a perfect evening to go out on the town. No, thank you. Anywho, all right, guys, big story of the day. Thank you for all the good vibes this morning. The Seneca Park Zoo has something major in the works. And I don't know. I think Breezy and I might have an opportunity here to help out with this one. This project they're doing has a hefty price tag of $100 million.
Oh,
I guess Zubra's pulling in some real coin. All that food they're not selling when you're there? Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to talk about it.
All right, we'll talk about it. Coming up next.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The Seneca Park Zoo is set for a major transformation with a new design for its renovation, including a new tropics building. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That does sound really nice.
What does this mean exactly?
Well, the project has a hefty price tag of $100 million, Breezy, with taxpayers covering more than half of the cost. Taxpayers, and let's not forget about Zubru, all that money they were bringing in last summer.
Stop.
Selling popcorn and $12 beers. I can't even talk about this right now. I'm still sick over Capenzi passing away.
I know.
She was a good giraffe. Oh, it breaks my heart.
Thank God we got to see her one more time before she head out.
I know. Even though she had a massive tumor the size of the moon on her neck.
Yeah.
That made her develop poor posture. She still was our special little lady.
She was.
She really
was. She really got after it.
Most of the construction is set to be done in the front of the zoo. The animals that had habitats there were moved back further into the zoo or sent to other zoos years ago. Hey, we're building something here. Get the hell out.
They're like, where am I supposed to go? You brought me here.
We're shipping you out.
Literally.
The zoo does plan to bring some of those animals back once construction is complete, but this is still years away. I mean, the county is searching for a contractor to bring the new design to life. We'll do it. Breezy and I will do it.
Yeah. How hard can it be?
Do you own any tools?
Draft up a couple of blueprints.
I own a wrench and a Phillips flathead.
I have a screwdriver.
You gotta, yeah, that should be enough to build a zoo.
We'll be good. We'll be so good.
The zoo is also preparing to welcome more than a dozen new animals, species, once the expansion is complete. I mean, the project hasn't even started. Very early stages. timetable-wise, yeah, there's a way to go, but the new design is complete. They know what they want it to look like. Some of the funding is secured, but the county still needs to put the project out to bid and find a contractor who will build it within the $100 million budget. I'll tell you guys what right now. Breezy and I will do it for $99
million. We got you guys. What a bargain. What a bargain.
Can you imagine what that would look like?
No. Well, I mean, my uncle designs houses, so not houses, like buildings, corporate buildings. So it's, we can help. We can get them.
Nothing out to do with you. Yeah. Okay.
We can help.
Very interesting parental confidential this morning. We got a message from Marcus from Greece, very much against his wife and mother-in-law getting their daughter's ears pierced because his daughter is only a few months old. He says he just feels that if you're going to make any modifications on someone's body, they should be old enough to give you consent or not.
True.
How many of you think Marcus has a point? Give us a call, 585-252-9800. Let us know what you think. We'll get to Marcus's message coming up next.
Unbelievable.
Never once has it ever been anonymous. Let's go over to Marcus from Greece.
Literally. We like literally blast out your social security number, so there's that.
Marcus from Greece says absolutely not when it comes to getting his daughter's ears pierced. And now he's up against both his wife and his mother-in-law. Yeesh. Got Yikes. Worse. Here's the Facebook message we received yesterday from Marcus for parental. Hey, what's up, guys? I love the show. I usually hear people write in, but I thought I'd shoot you a message, see if I hear back. So my wife and I are not agreeing in regards to whether or not to get our daughter's ears pierced when she turns 6 months old. My wife is in favor of it because her mother had her ears pierced when she was a baby, and she always felt cool that she was one of the few girls growing up that had them pierced. Well, she also claims that it will be better for us to do it now because it will be easier for her to clean, care for them, and prevent infection while she's an infant, as opposed to when she's a little girl. I, on the other hand, am opposed to getting my daughter's ears pierced for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. For one, I don't want to hurt my daughter just because she may look cuter with her ears pierced. I realize it's not excruciating pain we're talking about here, but it's still unnecessary pain. Unlike a vaccine, which serves a real purpose, I also feel like letting my daughter get her ears pierced when she's older, it will be a bigger deal at that point and will almost serve as a milestone in her young life. I'm a big girl now. I have my ears pierced to prove it, sort of thing.
Right.
I just think part of why I'm really annoyed, too, is because my mother-in-law made a comment when the baby was only a few weeks old to my wife that we're definitely getting her ears pierced at 6 months.
Oh.
And my mother-in-law has overstepped her boundaries at different times throughout our relationship. And I feel like this is an instance where I really want to put my foot down or else risk being told how I'm going to parent my daughter moving forward. I'm just trying to figure out ways to resolve this because I would feel really bad if I lost it on my mother-in-law, but she is the type of person that likes to push boundaries. All right. That's came in from Marcus from Greece.
Yikes. That's not great. That's not great at all.
Totally against getting his daughter's ears pierced, who sounds like she's only a few months old, but he's up against his mother-in-law and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So how old
were
you?
Two against one.
How old were you when you got your ears pierced? I was 18.
Literally.
Piercing pagoda, baby.
I must have been in middle school, but it was like a huge deal.
You didn't do it when you were an infant.
No. Mm-mm. No. It was like a big... I think it was like when you turn 13, you can get your ears pierced.
Oh,
and it was
really?
Like, now know, you're a woman.
I know so many people that do it when their kids are like, their daughters are less than a year old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I do understand why, like, just because to their point, it is easier to clean. They won't remember it, you know, things like that. But I also just worry about, I don't know, like... sleeping on it and
when they're that young,
they're a child, yeah. Ripping it out. I don't know. I guess you get used to it because it's always a part of you, right? You don't really know any different, but
yeah,
I understand where he's coming from when it comes to consent.
How many of you agree with what Marcus is saying? 585-252-9800. Let's go over to this person weighing in first. Guy's name is Jeff. I'm with this dad. I do not agree with piercing a child's ear without their consent. Also, any piercer with worth or training won't pierce a child, and going to get them done with a gun is a bad idea. Well, how else would they do it?
They can do it with like a needle. There's different ways to do it, but I think the gun works fine because
I do too.
You can do it two at once.
Yeah.
Just
see, I get my ear
even
pierced.
Just thinking about it, I'm like, ooh.
Because all my friends went on spring break. I wasn't allowed to go. So I wanted to feel like, hey, I got crazy too over spring break.
Right.
So my cousin took me to the Mall at Grace Ridge at Piercing Pagoda. I got my ear pierced. My dad was pissed.
He lost it.
Well, my grandma from Italy is coming into town. And he's like, she can't see that. You got to take it out. So I took it out. And then as soon as she left, I re-punctured the hole. Like in the bathroom full of blood. I was like, really? I don't know why I wanted my ear pierced that bad. It's
yeah,
just one
what
earring.
Was the,
one earring on the
what
left.
What was the vibe?
And it was a loop, and then that turned into a big fake diamond stud.
Just one ear, huh?
Yeah, just the one ear.
Right.
Sue says, I'm on the dad's side, too. We had twin daughters. And Norm, my husband, and I even considered getting their ears pierced when they were babies. For us, it's as simple as their body's their choice to decide whether or not they want to have their ears pierced later on. Also, the reason of it'll be cute is not a good reason because babies are already cute.
True.
Came in from Sue. Not all.
Not all. That is true.
Sorry.
That is true. We got some texts coming in. Let's get to them. This person says, I had mine done when I was 8 because it was a milestone situation. But in many Latin cultures, it's common to do it as a baby. My daughter had hers done at 2 months. It turned out fine. She felt unique. Either way, it really is fine.
Well, it is a culture thing, sure. I got a lot of friends who are Indian, and mm-hmm. when their daughters are born, that's one of the first things they do is pierce their ears.
They're like not even clean. They're like, they have a gun in the delivery room, a piercing gun. And then they also go on to say they don't do it with a gun when it's a baby. They generally just do it with a
hot needle
piercing earring.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's very fast and painless. Right.
right. You won't feel a thing. I promise you.
This person says, my mom and dad dropped me off at my grandmother's for a date night when I was a baby and picked me up with pierced ears. My mother was furious. I agree with the father. He absolutely should voice his opinion and stick firm with his boundaries.
Yep.
And then this person said the earrings are tiny and cute, but sharp. And then they cover it so it doesn't hurt. That was my biggest fear or like concern. If you're piercing the ear with a piercing earring, the back of it is like really sharp because it obviously has to go through it. So how does it protect the baby's like ear underneath, or like side of their neck underneath the ear type of thing?
Julia says maybe she doesn't want to have pierced ears. I never did. Why should you have to put those standards on her? Next thing you know, that's leading to a pierced tongue. Well, that's extreme. I waited until my daughter was old enough to ask. And the first time she was 4, they got infected and we had to let them close up. The second time she was 7. Once again, they got infected. A girl getting her ears pierced is super common. And yes, it looks adorable on them, but it is a discussion between both parents. Tell your mother-in-law to stay out of it.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. And then Mark says, I think all forms of body modification should have the consent of the person whose body is being modified. Sure, it's not a big deal to have your ears pierced, but it's the principle of it. I'm with this dad and telling his wife no. Marcus, people are on your side on this one, buddy.
Right.
You know, and you have every reason to feel how you're feeling. That's valid, of course. But like I said, it's tough because you're up against your wife and your mother-in-law. You should take this segment and play it at the dinner table tonight in front of both of them.
I'm sure that will go over swimmingly. Truly.
Let them know you do risk your mother-in-law taking over if you don't put your foot down now. You know what I'm saying?
This person says, my parents did mine at 2 weeks old. LOL. Italian family.
Yeah.
Right.
2 weeks old.
I just like, I mean, what's the difference of like getting ears pierced and getting a tattoo? You know? I mean, I guess there is a difference.
Well, first of all, a tattoo, there's a lot more pain that comes with that. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. A lot of blood.
Don't you have a tattoo? You have a tramp stamp.
Ew, me?
No. Yeah. Oh, you don't.
I only have one tattoo. Oh, my God. It's probably gone with my spray tan. But I got a tattoo in white ink when I was in Daytona Beach.
Oh.
It's gone. I lost it. Whoopsies.
You don't, like, tattoo a riding lawnmower right above your bikini line?
No, I'm so good. Did you?
I've been tempted once or twice. All right, let's keep the train on the tracks here. Marcus, thanks for the call, the message, buddy. We appreciate that. Good luck. Have the conversation with your wife and mother-in-law. Be stern about it.
He should honestly pull a, like, well, if she's going to do it, so am I. I'm also going to get my ears pierced. I don't think the wife would like that very much, but what do I know? Or maybe she's into it. She's like, okay, hot.
Listen, I envy some of these guys who are older age. Some of them do look really good with pierced ears. Like, it works for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't pull that off now.
Yeah. I get it.
Like the gauges?
No, that's where I draw the line.
You know what I'm saying?
They make me physically ill. There's gauges the size of your ring light. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, I guess. All of a sudden, someone's playing basketball through the
ear hole. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if I came home with gauges in my ears as a kid? The one piercing was bad enough. My father would have.
Oh, my God. It makes me sick.
He would have ripped it out of my ear and hula hooped with it, you know?
Oh, my God. What if it snaps?
Oh, it's so bad.
No, I'll puke.
All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Stay there.
98 PXY.
Some kids today just don't want to go through the struggle.
No, they do not.
To truly get what they want in life. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Now, I totally understand that this whole concept of fake it till you make it is something some people think works. But it really, it's garbage advice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever meet someone or, I don't know, work with someone brand new at the job, and they just walk in and they feel entitled to the same privileges and the same treatment that you get? Pisses you off a little bit.
A little bit.
You know what? How about you pay your dues?
Right.
How about that? How about you just put in the work and go from there? And this tends to happen to me a lot, and I welcome it in a certain way. I welcome people who reach out and ask for advice.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like is when someone reaches out and expects something from me because I don't owe you anything. But this week I get a message from this mom who has a 15-year-old daughter who is supposedly going to be a star. And I think that's great.
Okay.
She's done show choir.
She was amazing in Annie, her high school musical.
She can dance. She can act. And she says, I know you were in LA for a while, and we've watched some of your films, listened to you on the air. My daughter wants to move to LA, but was wondering if you can give advice on what steps to take. I said, yeah, sure, no problem. I gave advice on what and what not to do.
Because
if you can keep from making some of the same mistakes I made, by all means, do that. You'll save a lot of money, I promise you. You know, if I can help someone out, no problem. The issue I take is when she goes, give me your agent's contact.
What?
Who were your coaches? We want to call them. What is the management group you are signed with? Can I call and say you referred my daughter? So I write back in caps, absolutely not. And then she replies with, well, why not? Why not?
I don't know you.
I said, well,
so
for one, I'm not referring someone I don't know to a group of my contacts that took me years to develop.
That would look really bad on you if they suck.
Yeah. It took me years to develop close relationships with them, and I'm especially not doing it with some random 15-year-old girl.
Right.
Who I have no relationship with. And I said, please don't take this personally, but I don't even know if your daughter's talented.
Right. You don't know that. You don't know her daughter.
Yeah, she does show choir, but does she have a reel? Does she have other work that highlights her skills?
Right.
And the mom replies with, oh, my daughter's talented.
Okay.
She goes, listen, I understand we're not trying to be pushy, but I think you know better than anyone else. In this business, it's all about who you know. I said, no, you're right. It really is about who you know sometimes, but I don't know you. See ya.
See ya.
So I politely, once again, I told her, listen, your daughter's young. There is no reason for her to start thinking about LA right now because most of it's gone.
No, fully. Like, let the people have a minute.
Yeah, they're running out of room. Their goal.
My agent's house is burned to the ground. She doesn't care about your daughter.
I said respectfully, your daughter should have one goal in mind, and that's to develop and do as much work here as possible so she can, you know, develop her skill set. And I told her, here's some great websites she can submit her work to. Here's some great books she can read. Here's some awesome tips on character breakdown. Whatever you need, have her promote herself in a better way than she's been doing right now because she's young. Just let her get through school. Nope, mother didn't want to hear any of that. She goes, my daughter is talented. She's hardworking. But we need the number of agents and managers. And show these agents what? Your daughter performing Grease?
Right.
The High School Musical? What are you going to show them?
I feel like there's so many people in this world who like want a shortcut, right? A shortcut to success, a shortcut to the top. There's no shortcuts in life. I mean, it's as clear as the day is long. And this reminds me of a time when I was a young lattice. And I asked my mom if it would be okay if I skipped all of my dance practices and just went straight to the recital. She's like, that's not how that works. Thank you so much. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to do the practice part. I just want to be on stage. She's like, so that's simply not how that works.
I saw the stardom
at a young age. You know what I mean?
No, of course. You're trying to cut corners. And I think that's the thing is too many people try to dodge the process. Nobody wants to be comfortable. Or uncomfortable.
Right.
And I get it. We're humans. It's in our DNA to constantly want to be comfortable. I said, but it doesn't work like that in life. You got to go through some serious ups and downs and you have to earn it.
Right.
Like, how are you going to appreciate it if someone's like, yeah, here, take it? What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
There's no longevity that comes after that. You just fall flat on your face. And I've seen it time and time and time again.
And
you know what? These parents are to blame for it.
Right.
Because all of them want their kid to be a superstar, but they have no idea what's involved. And that's why I felt so bad. I made the mistake at 20 to going to one of these Marriotts and auditioning because they were holding a talent search. We're looking for the next star.
Rock star.
But all these parents are desperate for their kids to be somebody. Yeah. They were so quick to throw down their credit card and pay $1,000 because they were sold and fed the bull crap that their kid was going to get an agent and be on the next cover of the, I don't know, Abercrombie Fitch magazine.
Literally.
It's like, I feel bad for these parents because they're suckers.
Yeah. And I just feel like something that you work for and work towards means a lot more when you actually achieve it than if you're just handed things. Like, you're not ever going to appreciate something that's just handed to you because you don't know what it's like to work for it or have to put in any grit whatsoever to get it. So when you do these things for your kids, you're actually doing them a massive disservice because one day when you're not there, they're going to have no idea how to make it work or how to make it in the business in which they're in. That's why I take such issue with these parents going to job interviews with their kids for the first time.
Right. There's nothing wrong with a parent being involved. I think that's great. Somebody that takes the ambition to want to push their kids to like, hey, we want to see your dreams to come true.
Right.
But whose passion is it really? Is it the parents or is it the kids?
Right.
But a lot of these parents sometimes, I'm telling you, I feel bad because they don't know what's involved, but they're also teaching their kids to take these shortcuts. Like here, you asking me for my like contacts, my very close people in my network group was almost insulting to me. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just not going to give you those. But the fact that she was insulted that I wouldn't give them says everything I need to know about you.
You don't even know this person.
I don't know your 15-year-old daughter.
Right.
I think it's great that she's a creative, that she's in the arts and she wants to pursue that. I think that's fantastic. But you're going about it the wrong way.
Everyone wants to be famous. Everyone wants to be an influencer. I mean, take this for what it is. We saw this past weekend. Being an influencer clearly isn't all it's cracked up to be because poof, one day your platform could just go away, whether that be TikTok gets shut down, your account gets hacked or deleted, whatever the case may be. It's such a risky game to play when it comes to your livelihood and income, because you're at mercy of an app. You're at mercy of someone hacking you. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think it's crazy.
Got a text I was reading from this woman by the name of Sue Ann. She says, I kind of relate to what you're saying, Moose. This new girl started at our job in an office setting about a couple months ago. We've all been there for over 15 to 20 years, and she got upset at why she wasn't making the same amount of money that me and my coworkers were making. Right. See what I'm saying? That's not like the entitlement.
Yeah.
Why would you possibly think you were going to pull in the same amount of money as the people that were there 15, 20 years?
Well, believe it, because it happens all of the time. People get very angry when they find out what other people are making when they just started yesterday. They haven't even finished onboarding. They're like, why am I not making the same? It's like, you just started your career, babe. So there's that.
Yeah, so a little PSA. If you come across these, Holiday Inn, talent shows, talent search parties that they throw.
It's a scam. It's a scam. I fell victim to it.
Yes. God forbid you ever see me at the table collecting people's money. Call the police. Okay.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY.
I'm very excited to talk about all things Lilac Festival, because that is coming up here in just a few short months. It'll be here before we even know it.
I know. I can hear the excitement in your voice.
No, I definitely am getting involved this year. I'm definitely hosting a couple of things for them, which I'm excited about. It's the 127th Rochester Lilac Festival, and they're offering a lot of new things this year. They're offering free walking tours, a farmer's market, and a non-alcoholic bar, which will be really cool. Organizers said on Wednesday morning that the festival will feature a Flower City floral tour and a Highland Park historical tour as well. They've never really done tours like this before, and they will be self-guided, one in English and one in Spanish as well.
Oh, so that's good.
This will be really cool. And the Lilac Festival Farmers Market will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Monday, May 12th, and Wednesday, May 14th. It's crazy talking about this, because you know it's going to be here before we even know it.
I know. And you know it's the start of spring when Dan Mason comes in, starts talking about the Red Wings,
mm-hmm.
and this is just all creeping up on us.
I love that they're offering a non-alcoholic bar, too. That'll be really cool for, like, mocktails and sober people, sober curious people, things like that.
And kids.
And kids, yeah.
You know?
For sure.
There's been 127?
Mm-hmm. 127th Lilac Festival. And every year, it just keeps getting bigger and better. So I'm glad they're, like, switching things up and doing things differently. It'll be really cool to see the new amenities that they're adding.
Yeah, and you're going to be a part of that, too,
mm-hmm.
which is cool. Coming up on the show, Breeze.
Coming up on the show, I just saw this morning when I opened my eyes, and I was like, I will sell my phone right now. There is such a need for people to have TikTok back. And yes, it's back. It's back in the U.S. But if you got rid of that app when you thought it was gone forever, there's no getting it back. And at what cost would you get that app back to scroll? We'll talk about that and how much you could make from TikTok by not even posting on it, coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Schools are closed today because it's like 1 degree outside. So
literally 1 degree.
Enjoy
that. Feels like
negative
15, so.
What is something you desperately spent money on? You knew you were getting ripped off, but you did it anyways. 585-252-9800. Because right now, Breezy brought this up this morning. People on eBay, they're selling their iPhones. And they're selling their iPhones for about $10,000, $15,000. Some have a price tag of $50,000 on them.
Yeah.
Why, though?
So, it's so crazy. Obviously, we talked about this yesterday when it comes to everything that happened over the weekend with the TikTok ban. And the ban lasted a whole 12 hours.
That's right.
And everyone was like, oh my God. It came back, obviously. And everyone was hunky-dory and fine and well. But there were some impulsive people out there that were, I don't know if they were angry. I don't know if they thought, you know, might as well just get rid of the evidence so I don't get triggered.
Well, that could be it too, sure.
And they deleted
the app.
And from my understanding, from everything that I've researched and heard about online is TikTok is back. You can access the app, but it is not available for download in the App Store. So if you had it on your phone prior, you're good to go. But if you deleted it for that short 12-hour stint, you're SOL.
What had happened was people panicked. They were upset. They're like, my life is over. My livelihood is over with. We're going to flush it down the toilet.
Right.
They got emotional about it. They deleted the app. And what Breezy's saying is, even though TikTok is back up in the U.S., it's still blocked from being downloaded on the App Store. And some think that this makes their phones, with the app installed, way more valuable.
Well, it does. But it poses the question, right? Like you said, eBay users have begun to list their iPhones with TikTok already installed for $10, $15, I saw $50,000. And like, I just don't understand that fully, because when you sell a phone to somebody, you have to like restore it.
Well, or else don't you wipe it? Aren't you going to wipe it?
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't do it.
So I guess I don't understand, unless you can change the Apple ID.
The only thing I can think of is you wiping out your history and your contact list, right? And all the personal stuff. But you can still leave some of the apps on that.
Right,
phone,
but it wouldn't be like a full factory reset.
I mean, for $10,000, who gives a crap?
Right.
I would gladly accept. I'm due for an upgrade.
Didn't we just get upgrades?
It's going to be 2 years this fall.
Oh, that is true.
But still, I mean, that's a whole lot of money. And I started thinking to myself, what have people paid money for that they knew they were getting ripped off? This is a perfect example. I remember I dropped $250 on gift cards for restaurants that were actually worth $500. And for me, I'm like, oh, I'm getting half off. So yeah, I'm getting a deal. It was a waste of money, though, because I bought them during the start of COVID. Everything was shut down.
That's why they were so cheap. We have one hell of a deal for you, sucker.
You thought I would have put two and two together?
Yeah, fully.
I'm like, yo, we should go out to eat.
They're like, these gift cards are only dine-in. Thank you so much. No takeout. This person says, back in the day, I spent like $60 on a Tony Hawk background for PS2, and I knew it was a lot, but I still bought it anyways with my whole life savings at the time.
Ah, that was a good game. It was a good game. Chris says, I bought a new car 2 years before I could. I got my license or knew how to drive. I was 23 at the time.
No,
you're really waiting.
I was also in that situation, but I had to have the car before because I had to learn how to drive stick.
Look at the...
So tough.
Oh my God. People are brave. iPhone 13 Pro. TikTok installed. United States. East Coast based iPhone. $50,000.
That is so insane.
Who in their right mind is going to pay for that?
So, okay.
I don't care if you got money or not. That is just stupid.
Here's one of my favorite influencers. Favorite of all time. She just came on to her account yesterday.
I thought you were going to say me, and then you said she.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. She came on to her account yesterday, and she's like, I'm sorry if I look like I'm in a spaceship. I'm on my mom's Android. I accidentally deleted the app, and now I can't get it back. Like, I'm freaking out.
Mom's got it on her Android.
On her Android. She's like, I look like I'm being held hostage. But yeah, it's crazy. So she's like, we're going to figure this out. Don't worry, you guys. I'm like, no one's worried.
Well, I don't think
Remy.
Nobody's worried.
It's insane.
The people that this is their entire life, they're the ones losing sleep. But I cannot believe people are going out of their way to drop $50,000 on a stupid phone that has the app installed. What a bunch of...
Right.
Kristen says, the money I've spent on dating apps and going out is at an all-time high. What a waste of money. Yeah. You know my boy Chris that we usually have on the phone from California?
Yeah.
He was on at one point. Bumble, Plenty of Fish, Bagel Meets Coffee, Tinder, and another one. I'm like,
Farmers Only.
How can you possibly juggle all of those apps and talk and have that many conversations with that many strangers. That has got to be so draining and exhausting.
And you're paying for that?
Kristen, how much money have you spent on these apps? Text us back. Give us like a, you know, ballpark.
Wait, didn't we talk about this? I don't know if it was with you. I think it was Tinder was paying like, having people pay like $500 yes. a month or something
yes.
like that. Insanity.
That was back in, I think, the start of 2024 or the end of 2023. It was one of those. We talked about this on the show, but people were outraged.
Outraged. It's not even like you're on Raya. This person says, my daughter and her friends found a way to reinstall it on their iPhone. I don't know how. It took them like an hour. It's absolutely insane.
They're all 7, 8 years old.
They're all coding. They get hired by Zuckerberg. We don't know. It's crazy.
It's, I don't know. I don't get it.
I think it's so weird, though, because, like, this is, I don't know. Ever since the whole TikTok thing went down this past weekend, I'm getting some really weird vibes about the internet. Like, some really weird vibes. I honestly think that we should all band together and, like, just stop going on the internet.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
And I'll tell you what, if there's anyone who has zero control and can't do that, that would be you. So,
yeah.
$5,000, Kristen? Spend $5,000 on the apps.
I'm tempted to sell my phone and buy a house. I can get a new phone. And TikTok will eventually come back. That's the thing. I really, in my heart of hearts, believe that someday, some way, TikTok will be back on the App Store. And then you look like an idiot because you just gave me $50,000.
No, what's going to happen is the same thing that happened with TikTok. Okay? Everybody cried their eyes out. 12 hours later, it was up. We're going to have people spending and dropping $50,000 on iPhone 13s.
What I'm saying. It's
right.
Insane.
The app's going to go up an hour later.
Literally. I mean, it's like I'll be laughing my entire way to the bank in my brand new house.
Right. You mean your trailer. But, you know, a roof is a roof, Breeze.
Period.
98PXY traffic. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Something really shady is going on online, and we're trying to get to the bottom of it. And it's not just us, but this is really suspicious.
So, very much so. Little disclaimer, I'm not going to make this political, but it does have to do with political candidates, and I don't care either way. All I'm saying is that Instagram is my safe space, and I'm very particular about who I follow. So, when someone says, you're following this person now, I say, absolutely not. Thank you, though. Thank you so much.
You know... It's funny you mention that because yesterday I kind of keep an eye on how many followers I have.
Right.
When that jumps to an additional 20 that I had nothing to do with, I'm pissed.
Right. Like, this is my page. This is my timeline.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is my feed, so if I don't want to see this, I don't have to see it. And if I wanted to, I would have followed it on my own. So people are hitting the panic button, which, I mean, rightfully so, because everybody knows how violating it was back in, I don't know, what was the year when U2 put their album on everyone's phone without warning?
Wait, how did that work again?
So
you bought a new phone. No, I remember Apple. You had the entire new album of U2.
Yeah,
wasn't even that good. But
it wasn't good.
How did that work?
So basically, you had an update on your phone back in 2014, and Apple Music automatically downloaded that album onto your phone without you purchasing it, without you approving it, all of that. It was September 9th, 2014. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was like, what is this trash music doing on my phone?
Well,
like,
you know.
And like, okay.
First, I'll give credit to you too. Listen, great band. But
don't
how did they
tell me what to listen to.
How did they score that deal?
Right. So they had, what happened was the album was released exclusively to iTunes for 1 month as a part of a marketing partnership program between Apple and U2.
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, we'll just shove it all down their throats. No worries. Like, that makes me not want to listen to it, because when somebody tells me to do something or that I have to do something, I'm just not going to do it. I'm not doing it.
We're all the same way. We hate being told what to do.
But don't worry. It was a $100 million marketing campaign. Anyways, similar energy is happening right now online with social media, specifically Instagram. And I'm getting my panties in a wad if I were to wear them.
Yeah, that's right.
So last night I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling and I see all this stuff. And obviously, President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. Is his name Jade? Is his real name J.D.?
Yeah, J.D.
Sure.
Jade.
Nothing more professional than that.
I know. Well, that's the other thing. Yesterday, I was like, I didn't start following J.D. Vance.
Right. So I'm like,
what?
They have like first of all, it says brand new account at the top corner. And then it says 17.4 million. And I'm like, wait, it's a brand new account, but you have 17.4 million. Like, obviously, yes, they have people that back them and would follow them and all of that stuff. But I was following them. And I was like, wait. I like don't want anything political on my phone. Like, I just want to like be a girl and watch hair tutorials and just like do that on Instagram. I don't need to follow the president. I don't need to follow the vice president. And for you to go and be like, nope, you're following them now is crazy. So I investigated a little bit more, because a lot of people were experiencing this too. They're like, what the heck is going on? So if it's the VP account, because President Donald Trump and the President of the United States are two different accounts.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance's account and the VP are two different accounts. So if you were recently following President Joe Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris,
They merged them.
So they like basically, they basically kept the same exact account, but they wiped out any history of them. And then they just changed the names, which is insane,
right?
Considering the fact,
I'm assuming that's the White House account. I don't know.
But considering the fact that the last party that was in office was Democrat, and now the next party is Republican.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a little bit of a following. So I thought it was absolutely wild. And I was on Instagram last night. And our beautiful, beautiful artist that we play on this very station, Gracie Abrams, was losing her mind. Absolutely.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my God.
I like Gracie Abrams. I do love her.
She posted to her Instagram story and said, hello, I had to unfollow VP and President of the United States 3 separate times today because Meta kept automatically refollowing these accounts. How curious. I had to block them in order to make sure they were nowhere near my feed. Sharing this in case this happens to someone else's account as well.
Yeah, this isn't so much about, you know.
It's not really about politics. It's just about like the fact that you're making me follow something that I don't want to follow. It could be anything. It could be President Trump, or it could be Oreos. Like, I don't want to follow that. I just don't want to follow the Cheez-Its account.
It's very sneaky.
It's
and it was brought to
sus.
My attention last night. It was
it's
like,
very
hey,
sus.
I'm looking at this. I'm like, I think they merged the accounts. And there's a lot of people that, you know, are very, very political.
Right.
And when they found that out, oh my God, they went off the rails.
100%. So
you might want to look into that. You guys, you know how you really know how somebody has just a whole bunch of fake followers and fake accounts? Just basically go through their friend list. You're going to see nobody has a default picture. And all the accounts are just these weird bots.
Yeah,
coming from India or China.
They're all from India.
They got one post and they're just, it's all trash.
It's very strange. So basically, Kamala's old account, which was VP, has been archived to VP47 archive. So they took her account and just like moved it to a different handle so that Vice President JD,
which is taken over,
can have that account.
Yeah, it makes sense considering how many followers are already on it. We're going to pick up where we left off. Makes you wonder what the future holds for social media.
It makes me wonder heavily what's going on with the future of social media, because as we saw over the weekend, and I know, I'm so annoying, I keep going back to it, but I just simply can't get over it because it is so wild to me how this weekend went down. I can't believe that we are living in a time where, like, we don't have freedom of speech when it comes to creating things on TikTok. We don't have freedom of choice of following who we want to follow. Like, it's giving me the ick, and I'm just, like, not into it.
Listen, it's how it works if you really want to go deep. You think people like The Rock, people like Beyonce, people like Taylor Swift, you think they have control of their own personal Instagrams? Do you honestly think that somebody who has 300 million followers is going to be allowed to say and do what they want online when they can basically manipulate that many people? No. No, it's a game. That's They're insane. Told what to say and what to do. Ask the Illuminati.
we're getting very spooky right now. But yeah, it's wild.
So go ahead, check out your list of followers, and you might see a whole bunch of people that you're now officially following that you had nothing to do with.
And like I said before, like, yes, the VP account and the President of the United States account, they obviously flip, and this happens every time there's a new president in office. But there are other accounts too, these separate accounts, their personal accounts of President Donald Trump and VPJD, which is just an acronym, that also are doing that as well.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break here. You got PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. All right. The Seneca Park Zoo is set for a major transformation, you guys. Huge transformation.
Cue the facelift.
I mean, we're talking about a new design that's including a new tropics building. All right, that sounds nice.
It's giving rainforest. Okay.
This project has a hefty price tag of over $100 million. Wow, Zubru must be killing it. Of course, a lot of that money also, too, is coming from the taxpayers, covering more than half of the cost. I mean, I can't even talk about this right now because, as you know, Breezy and I are still sick over Kapenzi passing away.
So sad.
She was such a good giraffe.
Yeah.
She was our special little lady.
Tumor and all.
Yeah. The size of the moon right on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the construction is set to be done in the front of the zoo. So the animals that had habitats there were moved back further into the zoo, or they were just sent to other zoos years ago.
Right, of course.
We're building something! Get out!
They're like, where are we gonna go? They let them free.
The zoo plans to bring the animals back once construction is complete, but, I mean, this is still, we're talking years away from now. The county's searching for a contractor to bring the new design to life. That's us. We can do it.
I own a Phillips head.
I was going to say, what kind of tools do you own? I have a wrench.
I have a screwdriver.
A wrench, a screwdriver.
I have a couple of nails, too.
And one hammer. Can you imagine?
I'm up for a good challenge. I'm not going to say I'm not. So,
can you imagine what this tropics building is going to look like if Breezy and I built it?
It'll look like a landfill.
The project is in the early stages, obviously, but timetable-wise, there's a ways to go. This new design is already, some of it is funded, so that's secured. But, I mean, the whole county still needs to put the project out to bid.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a contractor. Guys, I know there's a lot of contractors here in The Rock looking for a contractor who will build it within the $100 million budget. Breezy and I will do it for $99 million.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And that's a steal. You're getting a huge pay cut, so don't even worry about it. You're getting a huge discount at that time. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, listen.
the entire thing collapses on all the animals.
I haven't gone back since Zubru because I don't feel super welcome there, but okay. All is well.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll see what's to come in the next 30 years from now. Coming up on the show, we're going to be joined by Amanda, who says she has a little PSA for Rochester after this one guy decided it was a good idea to end things with her over text after a year of dating.
Oh,
she's ready to come on with us right after the break. We'll talk to her next on PXY. How many of you have gotten broken up with from a significant other over text? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Amanda has a little PSA for all of us this morning. If you can relate or someone did this to you, shoot us a text or a call, 585-252-9800. Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
Pop off.
What's the vibe?
So I just wanted to give a quick PSA announcement to anyone who has or is thinking of breaking up with someone over text. Don't do it.
Okay.
It's so freaking cowardly and disrespectful, especially when you have been with that person for over a year.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Why my ex thought he could just shoot me a random text the other night while I was at work, like it was no big deal, blows my freaking mind of what a total this guy is.
Oh, let me get my finger on the beep here.
Oh, okay. Okay, continue.
I'm so sorry for swearing. I'm just...
No, I understand you're upset. Yes,
yeah, you're triggered.
Just be careful, but tell us what happened. Like, why he decided this was a good idea.
I don't know why he thought this would be a good idea. So, anyone in Rochester who comes across a guy named...
that was your first issue. Dating a guy named... Like, what? You knew this was going to happen. Anyways, continue.
I've never met a guy who has showed so little empathy, especially to someone he has been dating and sleeping with for so long. I mean, like, how do you just shoot someone a text that says, hey, this was cool and fun, but not really feeling it anymore?
Well, listen.
I wish you all the best, though.
If that's the case.
Have a good rest of your night.
Yeah, if that's how he ended it, Amanda, then to be honest, you're probably better off.
I feel like every single thing that we talk about on this show somehow relates back to me doing a 90 Day Fiancé reference, but here we go. This woman from New Jersey was dating this guy from Moldova. They were engaged together for 15 years, shot her a text, was like, I don't think it's going to work out.
See ya.
Bye now.
That's a text. Listen.
15 years.
It says a lot, though, about the person. It is a coward move. A lot of people don't want to do the whole face-to-face conversation type of thing,
They
hide behind their phone screen. I understand you guys were together for over a year, and that's probably stings even more, because at the end of the day, the guy owes you a conversation.
He does.
Yeah.
So how did you respond?
Well, it was really hard not to just call him a pathetic loser right out of the bat.
Period.
And so I just picked up the phone and said, like, hey, can we talk? And, of course, he didn't pick up.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, then you're probably better off. You think there's somebody else, I mean, in the mix? Have you been in this? You guys have been together a little over a year, and he sends you a breakup text. At any point, did you kind of have any suspicions on if he was doing something behind your back he wasn't supposed to be doing?
I wouldn't say that I had any inklings. I thought maybe he was really busy with work. It kind of seemed like the first time in our relationship that maybe there was like a little tension.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was up for like a breakup text or even a breakup. I thought maybe we were just going to have our first difficult conversation.
The breakup text is wild to me.
Especially
wild to me.
Especially if you guys just started getting to know each other. And you're like, what's one of the qualities you are really attracted to in a relationship? Communication.
Oh my God.
I like to talk things through.
It's so bad.
Amanda, so bad. I'm so sorry, Amanda, that happened. And you know what? I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that got a story to share, too. Maybe it happened to them.
100%.
Maybe they were the ones that sent the text. I don't know. But it happens to the best of us. We wish you the best. I appreciate the PSA and calling out your boy here.
Yeah, again, one more time for the people in the back.
I gotta bleep it. I can't.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing that. You're I am saying it three times over.
That's okay.
Well, you don't have to bleep it. It's okay.
Well, look, if you need...
I'm not getting another lawsuit.
I appreciate you calling in, though. And if you need, like, a shoulder to cry on and open ear, my Instagram's Hi Moose.
Oh. Yeah. You can also reach out to me. I probably wouldn't reach out back.
By the way, who's the better looking one in the relationship here, you or him?
Well, so far at this point, definitely you.
I don't know.
That wasn't an option. So sorry.
He's a good looking dude, but I'm just not attracted to someone who would do something like that.
No, period. Of course not. Yeah, I don't blame you. You know what they say, right? Stay home if you sick, come over if you thick.
Literally no one says that. No one's ever said that. They don't
say that. All right, texture coming in. Amanda, thanks for the call. Best of luck. You're not alone here, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for taking my call again.
Absolutely, queen.
To all the women in the area, don't get anyone by the name of...
Okay, again, we can't play.
By the way, thank you guys. I listen to you every morning, and I really appreciate all the laughs.
You're so welcome. Considering you have so many options.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you soon, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care. Bye.
You too.
You got anyone you can hook her up with?
I'm so good right now.
Let's go over to Leah. What's up, Leah? Hey, guys. Good morning. This is complete lack of respect, in my opinion. People can be incredibly hard to read, honestly. And in today's day, it seems like it's perfectly acceptable to just lie and treat people like crap. Some people do think that's acceptable. You know what, Amanda? I forgot to mention when you were on with us, but the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is back. That's going to be March 22nd at Essex.
This is perfect. Get those ticks. Also, there's a rumor that Moose might be a bachelor. It's not confirmed or denied, but we'll find out. This person says, "Hey, Moose and Breezy. So I actually have been broken up with someone over text, and I personally had to do it that way because I have such a bad anxiety thing that sometimes it's going to go wrong or I'm not going to get out what I need to get out from that conversation or confrontation without screaming or crying.
Yeah.
I physically can't face them without crying. And, you know, sometimes it be that way.
You know, I'm the same way. Sometimes when I have a lot to say, it's easier to get it all out on paper or write it down so you can get your thoughts across.
Right.
Sometimes when you do it in person, you become very anxious. You can forget a lot. But I know it's a respect thing, too. This person says, if you were dating someone casually, I don't agree with having to break up with them face to face. Sometimes a text message is all you need, especially if things didn't end well with someone.
They were dating for a year.
Right. She goes on to say, I do think, though, if you've been dating someone for more than a year, you absolutely owe them a conversation in person. We got a message from Michelle that says, yeah, I got a text with the single word goodbye. Ending a 3-year relationship. No explanation at all. That's got to sting.
That's really got to sting.
But that says everything you need to know about someone if they do that. After 3 years, screw them.
For sure. That's a tough one. That is a tough go around.
I guess we'll see some of you guys at the Bachelor Auction. This person is correct.
It's all just a ploy to get people to the Bachelor Auction.
Technology is enabling a whole generation of self-absorbed cowards. That came in from Scotty.
Oh. Okay. Scotty. You good, bro?
Don't you have your own show to do, Spisano? Okay.
He's like, but I love you guys.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. 2 eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Let's get the elephant out of the room, shall we? Because it's time to clear
the air
on PXY. Let's go over to our girl, Shauna, here, 585-252-9800, to send us all of your unpopular opinions. And Shauna writes, if your significant other gets pregnant, you should always get a DNA test. There, I said it.
Yeah. Who are you?
Right?
You okay, Queen?
I agree with Breezy. Blue cheese really is trash. There, I said it.
I literally never said that.
Yeah, when did you say that?
I prefer blue cheese.
I'll quit the show right now.
No, fully. No, I'll walk off. Wait, not them putting words in my mouth.
People do it all the time.
No, I'm really mad.
I can't imagine just sitting there watching, even a grown man, dunking boneless wings in a ranch. Oh, God.
No.
Move.
Literally,
get out of town.
Get help. Seek help immediately. I don't understand.
So when I moved to California, people couldn't grasp the concept of me asking for blue cheese. Okay? The best wings to get place, it pains me to say this, the best place to get wings in LA was Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay? That was... So one time I go to a restaurant, I was like, give me your best wings and a side of blue cheese. They brought me out a bowl of crumbly blue cheese. Not the dressing, actual blue cheese.
Stop.
So here I am.
Jail.
Sprinkling.
Jail.
I'm like, what do you want me to do with this?
Imprisonment.
It was jarring to see.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I have to get something off my chest this morning that's been really bugging me.
Sure.
If you stand in a parking spot to hold it, you are a freak. There, I said it. There, I said it.
People do that,
yesterday, huh? At Trader Joe's, I almost hit a man. I literally was pulling in.
Yeah.
He's standing there.
He's standing.
In his coat with the hood up. Oh, I took a video. I'll insert it here.
He's just waiting for his wife to park?
And I was like, I went like this to him. Like, move. Like, get out of the way.
He
just shook his head. And I was like, okay, I'll hit you with my car. So then I go into Trader Joe's. I come back out. He's still standing there.
What's he doing?
Like, what are you waiting for? I was fired up.
He didn't realize his wife hit a curb 45 minutes
no,
ago.
No, literally, she blew a tire on 490. Like, we don't know. So bad.
Oh, that's tough. Let's go over to our friend Jamie here weighing in for There, I Said It. What's up, guys? I will never date a man who plays video games. It's such a waste of time and says everything about someone who doesn't have any drive. You're not a man, you're a child. There, I said it. What is this negative stigma with guys who play video games? I'll never understand it. Why can't he play video games for a couple hours? If a guy can balance out work in his relationship and personal life, leave him alone. Like, I get it if he's playing for 10 hours a day and doesn't have a job.
Right.
But stop nagging him. Playing video games does not automatically equal laziness. After a long week on a Friday, I like to throw GTA on the PlayStation and hit the streets for an hour. It's very decompressing.
What's GTA?
Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
I've done disgusting, unforgivable things in that game. So.
So have the Kia Boys. So there's that. Oh, God. They got it all from that. That's why when they say, you know, violence is linked to video games, I truly believe that. Like, have you seen our city? Anyways.
Yeah, well, you have to be somewhat mature to play some of these games. I'm not saying I am. Just saying that's what it says on the box. Joe says, women who enjoy their steak well done should be arrested. There, I said it. Don't worry, I have handcuffs at home if you want. These are really...
This is getting really kinky and weird.
And then when you go down, you see Joe's text. It goes from that, and then you have Jean's text that says, I think Abbott's frozen custard is yummy. There, I said it.
I need to take a lap. This is so strange.
You know what, damn it, Jean? I think it's yummy, too. It's very yummy. With sprinkles and cherries.
I think it tastes like nothing.
What type of toppings do you like on your ice cream, Jean? Text us back. I contribute Abbott's to my high cholesterol levels. I'm going to be honest with you.
Guys, there's so much better ice cream out there.
Like, why are you throwing shade at Abbott's?
I don't.
It's a Rochester staple.
I don't think it's the vibe.
Well, you got to enjoy a nice frozen custard, and nobody does it better than them. I'm sorry. Nobody.
I disagree.
But you work at one ice cream parlor when you were 16 and now you know everything about ice cream?
Oh, no. I've never gone to that ice cream parlor again. No, I boycotted it. Absolutely not. But I'm just saying, I think that their chocolate ice cream tastes like vanilla, and I don't like vanilla ice cream. So there I said it.
Jeremy says, I hate saying this, but as a huge fan, I got a bad feeling about the Bills on Sunday. There I said it. Why do you do that, Jeremy? Why do you got to say
block his number.
Go away. Jean texts us back. She just wrote nuts.
Yeah, that tracks for you. That tracks for you.
It's your favorite topping. Just nuts. All right, Jean.
Okay, Jean. Thank you.
Yeah. If you're interested, I got this Joe's number. If you're interested in playing cops and robbers with him, he's got those handcuffs at home.
And a ball gag. So.
Oh,
that.
Okay.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2000 film Next Friday, starring Ice Cube, Mike Epps, John Witherspoon, and so many more. This is the sequel to the original classic 1995 film Friday. Both films are an all-around family favorite. Before Breezy gets to her review, take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday from Mooster Peace Theater on PXY.
Say it again! Oh, shut up!
Now, who sent you?
Nobody sent you.
Shut up! Say another mother effing word! Say it again!
Now, you ain't got no gun, but where the weed at?
I ain't got no
weed. Shut up! Say it again! Say it again! I'm the boss, applesauce!
All right, now read the narration part.
Pinky then slips, falling to the floor. Craig is able to take the gun and point it at Pinky's face.
What's up, baby? Come on. Come on, young blood. Don't kill me, baby.
Shut up! What was I trying to tell you? That Day-Day is my cousin? He's in the back.
Whatever you say, baby. Whatever you say. Listen, the combination of the safe is 34527. Just don't kill me, man, okay? I got a wife, I got a girlfriend and kids. Come on, baby.
Not the wife and girlfriend.
Shut up! I just wanted to come here and listen to some music and smoke some weed, and now it's all ruined. I can't do this anymore. It's too much. Ah!
Cut. Okay, that Breezy really got into it yesterday. But like she always says, smoke it if you got it. You know what I mean?
420. It's a 420 summer, baby.
So the breakdown of the film is it's Friday, and Craig Jones, Ice Cube, has just gotten fired for stealing cardboard boxes. To make matters worse, rent is due. He hates his overbearing girlfriend and his best friend, Smokey, but he owes a lot of these local drug dealers money. Okay. Now, Rotten Tomatoes scored this film only 22%. But the first film, Friday, they scored like 75%, 78%, something like that. So things really went down 5 years later. I thought the movie was great. Breezy, did this movie hold up? Yes or no?
Guys, this was a hard watch. I'd rather watch Human Centipede four times over.
What do you mean?
How was this a hard watch? It was so cheesy. It was so dated. Oh, it was probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not being dramatic.
You have no culture.
No, I do. I just don't like dumb movies. And this was a dumb movie. Breezy, is this a parody?
Did this movie hold up, yes or no?
No.
I don't understand how, but it's your review. Go ahead.
No, 25 years later, still garbage. Was this a parody?
No, it's a classic.
This is real life.
It's a classic. You should watch the original Friday.
I don't know if why on earth would you have me watch a sequel before the original?
I just thought there were some better scenes in Next Friday.
Yeah.
Like the one we acted out as a classic.
I didn't find any of those. I must have been watching a different film. The one we acted out,
you know,
I absolutely crushed.
I've come to the conclusion that the way you watch movies and the way you base movies, like you rate them, like you give them a crappy score because while you watch them, you're typically on your phone, you're on social media, you're not giving this film your undivided attention like it deserves. And that's why you're scoring it a low score, because you probably weren't even following what was happening. It's so disappointing.
Well,
I don't care if Rotten Tomatoes gave it 22%.
We should have something in, we should have standards in place moving forward. If it's less than a, like a 30%, I can't review it because this was bottom of the barrel. This was bottom feeder energy. This was horrible.
All right, fine.
I hated it.
You want a good movie? No problem. Next week, we're going to watch the sequel to Sharknado. What was your favorite character in the film? Who was it?
Mrs. Ho Kim.
Mrs.
The Korean neighbor.
Yeah, she was the best. All right, least favorite character, Breeze?
Ice Cube.
All
Craig.
Right.
Always getting himself into trouble.
Yeah.
Always finding himself in less than ideal situations.
Yeah.
Right. Uncompromising positions,
he
for
was
sure.
Running from the po-po. Did you have a favorite scene within the film?
This was just like kind of giving Shawshank Redemption, but
wow.
It's my review, so no, not really. Probably when the credits rolled.
Okay, great.
Right, right.
Breezy is comparing
just a lot of rolling characters, honestly.
Yeah, Breezy, she watched the movie next Friday. Starring Ice Cube last night, the 2000 film, and she's comparing it to the Shawshank Redemption. So go ahead, it's your review.
I thought it lacked depth. I thought it lacked really anything that was worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to follow. There was a lot of bullets flying. It just wasn't for me.
Did you have a something go ahead.
One more thing I absolutely hated, sound effects. I could have done a better job in my audio production class. The sound effects were just like not it.
Yeah, but you have to understand
pew,
too.
Pew,
this movie is still 25 years old, okay? The effects they have in film today is a little bit different. It's a little bit more advanced. What did you take away from the film? Something, a lesson that you learned? What did this film teach you?
I don't want to go to jail, ever.
All right. And Breezy, we need a popcorn bucket score out of 5 popcorn buckets. What are you giving the film next Friday?
Guys, I wouldn't recommend this to even my worst enemy to watch. So I'm going to keep it real and be extremely generous. I'm giving it a -3.
What?
That's extremely generous. It couldn't be more generous.
I don't get it. I week after week, the scores just keep getting lower, and I'm handing you classics on a platter.
This is not a classic. I don't know
it
what
is.
This was. Like, I don't know if you had stock in this movie or why we're pushing it 25 years later. It just wasn't it. No, it wasn't it at all.
All right. Breezy's giving next Friday a -3. It's the most trash score she's ever given.
And it's the most trash movie, so it's up to par.
It's not. Join us next week while Breezy reviews Sharknado on BXY.
Rochester's #1 hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The #1 hit music station. 98 BXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. We are 22 days into the new year, and some of you have already given up on your goals.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Listen, quitting Friday was crazy. It came and went, but there's still time to get in your fitness era, your wellness era, and absolutely slay your goals.
That's right. And that's why we have a couple of very special guests in the studio to talk about an event that's coming up this weekend. And joining us live to talk about Sweatfest is our friend Ashley. Am I saying it right, Russ? Ashley Russ is in the studio. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So you are the founder and owner of Sweatfest.
I am.
For those of you who are not familiar with it, you got to break it down and tell us exactly what Sweatfest is.
Yeah. So it is a community-wide fitness festival. It was designed based on a movement to bring fitness to the community to make it more affordable and accessible. So what we do is it's a one-day event, and it brings together a number of different local fitness studios, and it's an opportunity for them to showcase what they offer in the studio in an environment that is hopefully, you know, open and you
a little
can
less
intimidating,
friends,
a little
for
less
sure.
intimidating. Yep. And we also bring vendors in, summer wellness, just all local businesses. We try to keep everything that we do about locally supporting Rochester.
I think that's great because with I think the timing is perfect with the new year and with people on their wellness journeys and fitness goals. This is a beautiful like sample platter of you to be like, oh, wait, well, I want to try this gym. I want to try this gym. I don't know where I want to really land as a home base. Let me go to Sweatfest and sample these gyms.
That's exactly it. And I think I actually even made of you either a sample platter or buffet. One of those have been used right. before. Mm-hmm. And it truly is. I mean, today you can go and drop into all these classes for a fee, which adds up. And sometimes you walk in and you're not sure, you know, the vibe, and it's intimidating to walk in by yourself.
Right. Right.
So this is, you come together with hundreds of your friends and all fitness levels are welcome. And you truly get to try. There is something for everyone.
Yeah. Let's talk about who's actually going to be at Sweatfest besides me and you. Yep. And who's going to be offering their services, their classes, a little bit of a time to test it out.
Yeah. So there's going to be three different 30 minute sweat sessions. So you can choose when you purchase your ticket online. You can choose between one, two, or three classes.
Okay.
We have Spoke Cycle is coming and bringing their bikes. You can actually get to cycle.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome.
We have Great Wolf CrossFit, who is bringing a ton of equipment to try out their new HYROX training. We have YMCA of Greater Rochester doing Zumba. We have the Reformery teaching a mat Pilates. We've got Compass with cycle and bar. We have Elevate 585 that's going to teach a HIIT class.
Nice.
Burn Boot Camp. Getting It Daily. There's a step class.
Mm-hmm.
There, and then Gigi's Fit, which we'll talk about, Gigi's Playhouse, is a class that is offered right at Gigi's Playhouse. And I'll
yeah, I want to get into Gigi's Playhouse because this all sounds fine and well and beautiful and amazing. But I think what we love as a community here in Rochester is the fact that when people do these and they coordinate these awesome events, 9 times out of 10, they're going back into the community to help out a non-for-profit, a business right. here that needs help. So that's where Gigi's Playhouse comes in. So Kristen Housel, she's a speech and language pathologist at Gigi's Playhouse. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about your involvement.
So I'm a speech pathologist. I started the speech program at Gigi's Playhouse back in 2019. I've kind of dabbled in many roles in addition to speech pathologist. I've worked on programs,
mm-hmm.
But I've currently just been also promoted to the director of the Playhouse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Working your way up there.
Yeah.
Nice
so
job.
So how does this collaborate with Sweatfest?
Yes, I'll answer that one. So every year for the past 5 years, we take a portion of our proceeds and we donate it to a local charity.
Beautiful.
It's some of it's some things that are near and dear to my heart, or you know, I have had friends get involved with, or so it's been a variety of different nonprofits. This year, Gigi's Playhouse was I knew about Gigi's, and it just was when I was thinking about planning this. An organization I knew I wanted to reach out to. And what really caught my eye that was new to me was their fitness component to it. So I thought it was just an amazing partnership.
Yeah. So Kristen, for people who are listening to this right now, what is Gigi's Playhouse if they have never heard of it?
So Gigi's Playhouse is it's a Down Syndrome Achievement Center. So we provide free educational at research-based programs to individuals of all ages with Down syndrome and their families. So we have anything from speech therapy with me. We have math and literacy tutoring. And then we also have fitness classes, yoga class, cooking class, to really target the specific needs of the individuals with Down syndrome.
Sure. How long has Gigi Playhouse been around?
So Gigi's Playhouse is a national, it's a national organization. Mm-hmm. Our location has been around since 2017.
Okay.
We're located, we're technically part of Village Gate, but we're those newer builds that are kind of set back
mm-hmm.
Behind the original buildings.
Amazing. Well, I'm very excited for this. I'm going to be there on Sunday. For people that are listening right now that want to grab tickets and a little bit more information, where can they grab tickets? Where is it located? And what's the date?
Yeah, so this Sunday, January 26th, doors will open at 7:30. The event will run from 8 until 11 at Eastview Mall in Victor, New York. You can go to www.thiscitysweats.com. You will see the full schedule. And then you can purchase your ticket online. We highly encourage you purchase your ticket online prior to coming to the event so you can register for your classes. Mm-hmm. Forgot to note, there's also going to be workshops there as well, which is new this year. So you can pre-register. We have limited space in each one of our classes. So highly recommend you hop on and register for classes, purchase your ticket online, and then we'll see you Sunday morning at Eastview.
And yay, that ticket that they purchase can be used for any of those classes that are going to be held at Eastview Mall on the 26th.
Exactly. You can pick up to three classes your ticket price will get you. It's all included. You can take one class, two class, three classes. And that's all included in your ticket price. And then we'll have vendors there. Lumos will be there. We've got Project Lean Nation there with some smoothies. And then, of course, Lululemon will be offering some really good goodies to every ticket holder.
I love it.
We love it.
I absolutely love it.
Ashley Russ and Kristen Housel in the studio to talk about Sweatfest this Sunday. Make sure you guys get your tickets January 26th at Eastview Mall. And that's going to be happening from 7:30 to 11 o'clock a.m. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you guys for tuning in. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Stay there.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.